Okay, this is a special meeting of the Board of Trustees of Arrowhead Springs Public Infrastructure District. I'm Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council. Meeting was previously noticed as required by law. We want to go ahead and take the initial roll for the recorded minutes. So if everybody can go ahead and call out your name for the recording, that'd be great.
Ben Ferry, board member.
Rasband, board member.
Record DA Davidson, underwriter.
And we have Christy at the anchor location, Christy Barker. Christy, I'm assuming no one is there from the public. Oh, you're muted.
No, we just had Michael Jensen join.
Okay. We have Michael Jensen from Snow Jensen and Reese as well, and we may have others join as well, and we can note that for the
So
recording with
Matt Lewis should be joining and Jonathan Ward should be joining. So sorry, we were on the other link just talking away. So,
Sorry about that. We decided to go ahead and get it started. So,
okay, perfect.
I don't believe we have any members of the public on the Zoom call and none at the anchor location. So we will forego the public comment. The first item of business on the agenda is under consent items to consider approval of the board meeting minutes for the meeting that was held on September 24th. Board, those were circulated earlier by Christy. Any questions about those? Do they look good? If they do, we can entertain a motion to approve those.
They look good to me. This is Matt Lewis.
Oh, hi, Matt. So Matt Lewis from the board has joined us. Sorry about the mix-up on the links, Matt.
No problem.
Matt Entz, just for the record, Jonathan Ward has also joined.
Okay, thanks, Jonathan. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're looking for a motion on the minutes.
I motion to approve the meeting minutes from the meeting on September 24th.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Was a motion by Ben, and second, I believe that was Matt. Was that
Lewis,
Matt?
Lewis.
Yes,
Oh,
Matt Lewis, second.
thank you, Matt. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. Thanks, gentlemen. Okay, moving into the action items, we have on the agenda approval of an amended resolution 2025-06-06A. This is a resolution of the board making a finding that the district has obtained the consent of 100% of the property owners in the district boundaries. Board, I don't think that Aaron is on.
Matt, Aaron and I talked. He was on the other link as well.
Okay.
So what Aaron wanted us to kind of walk through, or at least have you guys know, board, is that remember when we did the final plat, there was some city property that came up. So in this, it just clarifies we're just reaffirming everything we did in the previous resolution, but adding in those qualifiers that all of the land other than the city property is owned by you guys or people who have consented in. This allows us also to post this new resolution on the public notice website. We'll also need to post it there somewhere by the development. I can't remember if you guys have a sh like a construction building or something that's there. So we'll just need to do that. We'll post on the Open and Public Meetings website. That way we can start the 30-day process. He said if by chance you guys were to sell any lots within this 30-day period, it's still covered. They will have to show basically cause for any, I guess any reason why they would say no or argue with the consent, but It's really just reaffirming what we had done before, but including that the new plat map.
Yeah, and sorry, Michael, I did
Oh, there
jump
you are.
back
Oh, there you
on.
are.
Yeah, no, Michael's explained it well. Yeah, we just added a qualifier that just says, no, the board makes a finding that the property owned by the city is just for rights of way and improvements because it is just roads and detention ponds, and that as a result, the city's consent is not needed under the PID Act. And Michael's also right. We're not with the 30 days, we will run the contest period so that, years and years from now, you needed a sub bond to finish this out or something. You could do that within that 10-year window. But we're not going to be sitting there worried that somebody might move in because this finding will already be valid. So.
And Aaron, just for your information, prior to calling the meeting to order, we discussed briefly just adding that one line about the city ownership to the existing consent.
Okay.
And everybody was comfortable with doing that. So
That's perfect. I did have a really quick call with Pete today as well, and he said not a problem. So that's perfect. Thank you.
okay. So Board, we can bring up the text of the resolution if you'd like. Otherwise, we could entertain a motion to approve this resolution if you're ready.
I think we're ready.
Okay.
So I motion to approve the amended resolution 2025-068 regarding the issuance of the tax bonds in this PID.
I second the
I second.
motion.
Okay, that was again motion by Ben, second by Matt. All in favor, say aye.
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 And that is unanimous. Thanks again, gentlemen. Okay, that's all the items that we have on the agenda. Does anybody have any other general business that you'd like to discuss today before we adjourn the meeting?
Matt, I just want to ask Aaron. Aaron, it's just the notice that needs to be posted, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So I'll add kind of the voting into that resolution and resend it, but it's the yeah, it's the it's like the finding that actually gets posted rather than the resolution. So
Okay.
I'll get that around with the instructions either, hopefully just later this afternoon or maybe tomorrow morning, if depending on how the next couple hours go.
Okay. Well, thanks, everybody. We just need a motion to adjourn.
Hey, I motion to adjourn.
I second the motion.
And that was a motion by Matt Rasband and second by Ben. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right.